Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Call Repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting is this Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Dodgepad Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlaoc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo, and here's Dave.
Dave, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not too much. Had a short weekend this weekend. I had to work Saturday and enjoying the warm weather, despite the extreme heat at sometimes, and the bugs. But otherwise, everything hasn't been too bad down here in the southern end of Shenango County. And had a good Father's Day with my son, and just getting ready for another work week. Back to you, KD2ERR.
All right, Dave. Well, glad you had a good weekend. It was a little toasty here and there. The bugs weren't too bad at my camp up there in the town of Ohio. Some deer flies. They were a little, they were a little busy, but so there weren't really many mosquitoes or any other little bugs, so it wasn't too bad. Considering this time of the year, they're usually so prolific. I was kind of happy with it. But. All right, Dave, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. And I see you're the last one in there on the EchoLink, so this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. And I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
KQQR. All right, there's two. So we'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. Got a temperature of 69 degrees, and it did get warm today. Temperature range was 54 to 86, and I think it'll be about 86 or more tomorrow as well. Oh, I did find out that poking around there that serpentine belt got messed up from whatever got in there, and apparently from pulling around it seems like the water pump is loose. Surprise, I had gotten a water pump for a vehicle I was going to put one in some years ago. Turns out the Dodge 3.3 and 3.8 motor use the same water pump, so I'm in luck there. My neighbor followed me down to Bob J's Auto tomorrow with his van and the tow chain, just in case if the serpentine belt breaks. I don't feel like having a $7,500 towing bill going down there, too. So hopefully you'll give him $10 for gas. It's a lot cheaper, that's for sure. So let's hope everything's all right. Meantime, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You don't have to wish me one because I'm not a father of any type. So that's the situation here. And the temperatures at all, we'll say God bless, 73 then 2 PSM clear.
All right, George. Well, good luck there with the with the new pump and all that goes. I got an old truck up at camp there, and now I believe the alternator's gone. Either that or the mice have chewed through a wire somewhere between the alternator and the battery. I haven't deflected it that much. I got to figure out how I'm going to get it out of there. So it's not licensed anymore, that truck, and I just use it to haul firewood around. And, anyway, it's one of those old Nissans, and they have about enough room in there for an elf to get in and do work. I can't change an alternator on a truck like that. There's just no way I can do it without getting completely frustrated, especially out in the woods. So let's see what I can do. Get it over there, maybe to Ray's or somewhere else there close by. But all right. Well, thanks, George. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, KC2QQR. Chuck, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KC2QQR. Well, had a great day today. Enjoyed the weather, that's for sure. It was definitely beautiful out. This morning it started out with the right temperatures, started doing some, actually finishing my painting from yesterday, and got that all done. Got one more thing I gotta paint, but that could wait. Maybe sometime next week I'll get to that, but other than that, it was definitely a beautiful day. I spent the majority of it outside. I went out for a jog this morning, then I went out, I don't even know how many miles, I think it was 16 miles, I don't remember, somewhere around there, and on the bike, and just toured around town a little bit, and came back, and had dinner, and now I'm on the mat. So, anyways, not much else going on. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there that's a father, so that's
about it. So, anyways,
KC2QQR, back to
that. Control. All right, Chuck. Well, it's a harsh day to be out there running and biking, but some people like it that way. I'm planning on going up on a run tomorrow morning. Probably first thing, because it's supposed to get up in the 90s tomorrow. So I'll get that. I'll bust that right out of the way first thing in the morning before it heats up. And that'll be it for me until probably next Friday. But, all right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Somebody there. Was not quite making the repeater. It almost sounded like Pete, maybe. You might have to test the power, but we didn't copy it.
This is KD2AQW, Don, Don Thomas Salisbury.
Okay, I got Scott from downtown Salisbury. I think the last three letters was KQW. I didn't get your complete side, but you were better that time. I got about 70% of what you said. What's going on tonight, Scott?
Hi, just checking in to the net. Actually, my name is Don. It is KD2KW. A friend of mine, Don and Alien, Dave, which is KD2KYE. He was telling me about the net, and I figured I'd check in. Over.
Roger, Don, KC2KQW, Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo Quebec Whiskey. Okay, so don't test me so early on a Sunday night. Anyway, well, you're coming in okay now. You were a lot better than you were before. I'm assuming you must have turned on high power. And, yeah, we're here every night usually, unless somebody forgets to do the net. So feel free to check in at any time. All right, well, thanks, Don. Yeah, have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, for myself, I got up early this morning, got packed up at camp, and trucked on home. Well, it was before it got too crazy hot. Then I loused around the house today. I knew it was going to be hot outside, and I've been fishing and hiking and cutting wood and mowing grass and everything else up there at camp. I was kind of worn out, so laid up here around the house and watched some TV. Took a nice long nap, and the kids gave me some Father's Day presents here after they got back from the Enchanted Forest today, and we had a nice dinner, and, some cake and ice cream, Father's Day, and watered the garden because it was looking a little parched. I see the all those zucchini plants are flowering. I even got a couple small ones on there. I was kind of surprised how quick that happened, and all the roses are starting to bud. So summer's here. Well, first day officially tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to come in with a boom tomorrow. It's supposed to be real hot, and we're supposed to get rain there tomorrow evening, they're saying. We could use some. I know when I was up there at North Lake this weekend up near there, the section of road up there that's unpaved, when you were driving by, you left a trail of smoke behind you with the dust on the road. So, anyway, that's about it to report here. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, I see there's nobody else new on Echolink, so, alright, hearing nobody else, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Dave, George, Chuck, and Don for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Is the repeater in use? Hearing no... emergency net. Oct-10, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmit "this is," and then please pause by keying and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey and continue with your call sign, adding the word traffic if you hold any. Net control for this satellite session is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherbourne, New York, coming to you via the Echolink system. Stations for Oct-10. Call now, please.
This is N2BFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, up near Lowville. Good evening, no traffic.
N2PFM, thank you very much for your check-in. Are there any other stations wishing to check into Oct-10 this evening, with or without traffic? All are welcome. This is Oct-10. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. I'll make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida... looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. With nothing further heard, this concludes the satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10 again meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd like to thank the stations who checked in this evening, and thank you very much for the use of the repeater and the Echolink node. That is a valuable asset in certain situations, and we very much appreciate it. This is KD2HKB. I'll be clear.